Erkim Heptic Armors, and the Rogue Sandbag. So. Louis, baby. All right, so some quick thoughts. Ski mask cover my face. Real men like to get the Prius. Matt Black, murdered out. And actually, let's cover up the logos. And actually, one thing that people don't understand is or get satin black spray paint. This 3M wrap is pretty funny. It's like my new philosophy is I'd rather do a poor job myself than have somebody do a good ass job. But yeah, so some thoughts on happiness. Icy cold showers, icy cold baths, hot ass showers, hot ass baths, undulate between the extremes. And also one thing that people don't like to think, and just get a GoPro Mini, I'll keep it simple. One thing that people don't really like to think about is like our health, our physiology is probably the most critical supreme thing. I mean, like even Zack Snyder, 50 Cent, it is. Just make your own home gym is like super easy, right? So Titan Fitness, the rings, this like T3 independent squat arms things. The sandbags are good too. I think I was kind of curious about too. So these is like, kind of like these things too. So these farmer's carry handles, it's like very simple and minimalistics, and the generalized idea and gist is and at least the philosophies that I got is the best exercises are the ones which are standing or moving. And yeah, I think first saw the farmers carry handles on the Rogue Fitnesses, but I was reading some reviews and they're like, well, you gotta get different handle clips things for the one that did it. But then it looks like the Titan Fitness ones work just good. And also it's funny too, because like, oh yeah, during the winter months when it's kind of overcast, it's actually funny because it's overcast, but it's still technically pretty bright outside. So just maximize your time outside. People are like, take vitamin D supplements. Like, fucking, that's such a scam. And vitamin D supplements, which you want. What we really want is just maximum time outside. It's, nobody really knows what the secret of happiness is besides Eric Kim. My simple thought on happiness is super simple. Happiness is just spending time outside. Super simple, keep it simple, right? And yeah, the way to load this up, super easy. Let's put some plates. Easy to load. Still the critical issue here is, really for a lot of people, it's actually difficult to find plates. I mean,
You can get them on Titan Fitness, and at least the shipping's free, but yeah, it's kind of a big problem finding affordable plates. I mean, I got this at like a Habitat for Humanity closeout sale. I think they go from the gym. Only 25 cents a pound. But yeah, besides that, yeah, so for myself, my thought about the real value of monies is weightlifting plates and meat from Costco's. Besides that, yeah, I don't know what else money is really good for. So you gotta switch it up. And you know, they call it quote functional fitness, right? I call it functional fitness. Is that like whatever exercise you're doing, it needs to be fun and interesting and non-dull. It says should at least any exercise that you do, which is boring, I don't think it's worth doing. So you grab this, twist it around, treat yourself like a Spartan discus. Oh yeah. Stretch out your hips. And the point of exercise ain't to get jacked. The point is, yeah, just fun. And I think the name of the game in fitness is, if the exercise is not enjoyable, then it ain't worth doing. So yeah, I think once again, just think about it. Okay. Super duper easies. Fill this up with some more bits. Easy. Yeah, keep your workouts simple and sinister. That's the Pavel, the Russian dude who popularized kettlebells to the States. The question is, why is Pavel not super jacked? I mean, he looks pretty good, but trust the Russians. Actually, shout out to my friends Anton et al, who was Russians. Russian people are great. I just feel bad for the Putin seems like a bad one. But the Russian peoples, good people. Okay, so yeah, super simple. Warm up one hand by hand. Get some more plates. How many plates do you own, bro? Or can I got at least 14? Maybe I want to have as many bitcoins as I got the plates. How many plates do you got, bro? Yeah, so the other day I just went to LA Fitness with my expired guest pass. And my main critique of these things and places is that essentially the criticism critique is just kind of feels kind of unhygienic, kind of gross. Clean bathrooms is the most critical thing. It's funny also people talk about like quote unquote working from home. Maybe working from home is I just really like just keep it optional. It's like, do you want to make it like essential to work from home, or is it just an option? Right.
So the question is, what's better, powdered chalk or the liquid chalk?
I mean, I think powdered chalk, liquid chalk, I mean, duda is the correct answer, is both. Liquid chalk is good because it's just easier, I guess. But I think for ultimate grip, the powdered chalk is actually a little bit better. Duda. Maybe it's just cheaper too. Get your grip strength up, boy. Get the one in the sock, and then you could just reapply. No chalk and cheat. I mean, technically, ain't nothing cheating, right? I mean, I'm kind of anti weightlifting stress because I think the real strength is grip strength, and therefore, as a consequence, if you use using the grips, the downside is you just never really have the opportunity to build up your grip strength. And in some ways it's safer too, because if your grip strength is too weak, then it's a sign that you're just too weak in general, which is okay. And tenacity, real strength is the grip strength. Okay, gotcha. And the simple thing, we just pick it up, see how far you could walk it up. Easy. People talk about cool cardios. Yeah, this definitely gets your heart rate up. Okay. And then bringing it back is easy. Just carry it back. Warm Earth candles, carriers from the Titan Fitnesses. Yeah, pretty good. I mean, quality is not super great, but I've been said la vie. Yeah.